Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. This is part three of the Options Industry Council's seven-part Options Fundamentals podcast series.
Let's talk about ins and outs for the call options. And this is where intrinsic value comes into play. And this is also where understanding premium and time value and intrinsic leads you to look at different scenarios to put on an option strategy. For an in-the-money call, when you hear the term in-the-money, that's telling you that that option has intrinsic value. That's what it means. The stock price, in this case for a call, is above the strike price, like our 56.50 that we just did. That has real solid value plus some time premium. If we say the option is out of the money, it's telling us that the premium for that option is just time premium. We're only buying time. There's no intrinsic value in this. Same thing at 63. If we look at the 65 call, it's out of the money by $2 in this case, and it has no intrinsic value, but it does have time value. And then our last candidate here is at the money, and this is essentially when the stock price and the strike price are the same. What's it all mean to me? Why do I care? Which of these three is the most expensive option? Going to be the in the money. Why? Intrinsic value plus time. The at-the-money and the out-of-money will be the least expensive two options, with the at-the-money probably a bit higher than the out-of-the-money. What's it means to me in a strategy? Which one of these options has the furthest to move to get in the money? The out-of-the-money option. When you're looking at putting on a strategy, you need to do a forecast. Your forecast is, I think the underlying security will rise over X amount of time. Now we've added another element to this. How much do we think it's going to rise? So now you've put three elements together. Again, these three elements put together starts to push you towards different option strategies to take advantage of that forecast. But it also puts you in a position to say, well, which of these three options look like the better deal for me? If I think that the security, for example, may have a pretty strong rise over 3 months, I may want to consider the at-the-money or the out-of-the-money option because I can get a little bit of leverage here, meaning that it's going to cost me less, but I think we're going to do better because it's going to go up. If we're a smaller rise over a period of time, we may want to look at the money or in the money, which has already gotten itself with intrinsic value, and the rise will continue. One thing here, talk about real quick, I touched on the term leverage. Options are a leverage instrument. I can control 100 shares of Google for a fraction of the cost of the actual 100 shares with the option. Okay, that's a nice thing, but it also has that temptation of using that leverage or overusing it. Remember, options have a limited life. If our forecast doesn't hold true, we stand to lose that option premium. So you don't want to over-leverage yourself thinking that you're getting a better deal by buying the out-of-the-money option and buy a whole bunch of those, as opposed to buying the at-the-money option and not buying quite as many. How many shares of stock do you buy when you buy stock and add it to your portfolio? 200, 300, 500. Use that as a guideline on how many options you would do, because you're actually doing the equivalent position. You're doing the equivalent position. Another way to approach it might be committing capital to a trade. I'll commit $1,500 to this trade. I'm comfortable with that level. Looking at the in the money, at the money, at money, how many options can I buy for $1,500? That's the maximum I want to put on the trade. And then making a decision based on your forecast of time and direction, which of these look like it might be the better one for me based on that forecast. Let's do a real quick intrinsic value and time, TIM value. I don't know who TIM is, but anyway, time value quiz. We've got to get everybody's blood flowing here. I've been talking for a long time here. Stock price is 78. Our option is a 70 call, the right to buy it at 70. We look and see that the option premium is $10.50. How much of that is intrinsic and how much of that is time value? It's $8.250. Anyone want to guess where this next one's going to appear? 36, 35, 370 for the option premium. That's a little off, $1.270 time. And then finally, 41, 42 and a half, and $1.65. And that is entirely in the time value slot. What's in and what's out, just a real recap. This is a great slide to keep, you know, with you until you get really comfortable with these concepts. For in the money, the call is above the strike price, the stock price. And for the put, it is below the strike price. Out of the money, stock price is below, stock price is above for the put. And at the money, pretty much equal. All right, one last quiz here before we move on. In and out, stock price is 55, 60 call option. In, out, or at? Out. 33, 35. Out, 77, 75, and all right, now we're getting there, great. Let's take an example of buying a call. Really a basic strategy, let's get started. Good old XYZ now is trading at 60, up from 45 or whatever it was earlier today. Why would we do it? Well, we're bullish on the stock and I want to do this with limited predefined risk. Remember, I pay for the option, that's my risk. But I have a bullish forecast on the stock, so I buy a 3-month 60 strike call for $3 per share or $300 per option. My premium is $300. Did I buy it at the money, in the money, or out of the money? At the money, 60-60. All right, so my forecast, you can see that my forecast now is for it to move up over a 3-month period above 63 because I paid. That's my break even here. I risked $300 on the trade. But I have a 3-month window to be successful. Keep in mind that 3-month window is the end game. That's the expiration date of the option. There's no rule that says once you buy it, you have to keep it forever, or at least until it expires. Options are actively managed. Options aren't the pride of product, at least in my mind, that you put the position on and say, I'm going to come back 3 months and see how I did. Chances are you're probably going to be disappointed. If you do that type of strategy, you have to manage the position. One way that helps you manage the position is to take a look and maybe do this type of graph, whether you like to do it in Excel spreadsheets or whether you do it pen and pencils, but it gives you a snapshot at different levels of where you stand, because then you can make decisions on exiting the position because your forecast isn't coming true, or wow, we're doing really well, it's exceeded my expectations, do I want to exit the position early and take my profits? Our initial cost we know up front, $3. So we've got that part of it down real well. It's a 60 strike call, the stock goes to 70, all is good, it's $10 of intrinsic value, we paid $3 for the option, our P&L here is 7. We're up 7. Now, the interesting part is what do we have? We have the right to buy this stock at $60 a share. So our decision process here is, do I want the stock? Do I like the stock? Do I want to add it to my portfolio? It's had a nice rise up. Looks like it's still stronger. I exercise, take it in it at $60 a share, add it to the portfolio. It's trading at 70. I've already got this $7 net in my account. Or sell the option for $7 or for $10, take the profit that way. No interest in the stock. Everything worked out. I had bullish on the stock, limited risk, and a profit. So you know, no pun intended, but you have options here. And again, 5 hours, you'll see the same thing. We're up at 65. Now the other part is, the bottom part of the screen down on this side, it clearly shows that we have limited risk, no matter where it went. If, however, we had bought the stock here, and the stock went down 55.50, this number would change dramatically. And we'd still have stock risk because we still belong the stock position. But once again, stock positions being managed, you need to step back and say if you were long the stock or even the option. Don't get caught up in the, I know I'm going to be right, I just have to wait. Because if you put this option position on, we did a 3-month option here for a while, and let's say we're now 35 days into the deal. We put it on, it's now 35 days later, and good old XYZ is languishing at $62 a share, and it hasn't, our forecast isn't materializing here. Maybe we step back and look at it again and say conditions have changed. Market does that from time to time. And maybe we need to reevaluate the position. Not every trade is going to work every time. And you need to have that flexibility to be able to adjust option positions. For those of you who like to do things graphically, we put out what we call the hockey sticks in the options, the diagram of the P&L. Again, it shows the expiration again, 60-63. And we show our limited risk down here, the $3, our break even. And then, you know, the thing here is if that stock exceeds our expectations within that 3-month period, we're basically along for the ride. We can continue to go out till that 3-month expiration. And of course, the stock would do the same. And then we have that opportunity up here to say, let's flip it over and make a stock position. You could do different other calls as well. So there's a lot of different ways to trade within this, just in a simple long call position.
We hope the first 3 parts of the OIC Options Fundamentals podcast series has helped you better understand what options are all about. Next in the series is Options Fundamentals Part 4, which can be downloaded at www.optionseducation.org. You can also call us at 888-OPTIONS for answers to your options-related questions.